This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
James Townsend, Director of the Church of England Foundation for Educational Leadership, explains why the development of school leaders for the future is crucial so pupils can flourish and reach their potential. Research published last week showed that there is likely to be shortages of school leaders without swift action to encourage a younger generation to join and stick with the profession. James, how is the Church of England Foundation for Educational Leadership addressing this issue?
Well, the Church of England has a fantastic movement of leaders in education already. We have 135,000 people. It's an extraordinary number to think. But 135,000 people working in church schools as leaders, as teachers and as support staff. But there are many more thousands of Christians who feel that their calling is to bring their talents to community schools and education settings of all varieties. And what we're trying to do through the foundation is to equip that movement of people with the knowledge, the skills and the character to really achieve our vision of education, which can offer life in all its fullness. And that means we're going to be bringing people together through networks to challenge, to support and to inspire each other, but also delivering leadership development programs, the real world-class training that will equip people to fulfill their roles. And finally, through research, we're looking to identify what it is that leaders in education do that will really transform people's lives and offer them life in all its fullness in the most effective ways.
Teachers will be able to learn how to put the vision for education into action at a conference early next year. So what can they expect to learn from this, and how do you envisage this will impact on the lives of the pupils?
Well, I was speaking to a head teacher from the Carlisle Diocese, actually, very recently. A very small primary school, about 24 kids. And, you know, all the challenges that come with that sort of setup, being right at the heart of the community, but also sometimes feeling very isolated. That is exactly the kind of challenging situation that we're looking to support head teachers from across the country to address. So that will be offering some really helpful and practically based case studies, looking at how other people have engaged with those challenges and the ways in which people are exploring how to address them. But also enabling people to build their own network of support and challenge and inspiration from other people dealing with similar situations to theirs. And also, in addition to the high-level keynotes, which are giving a really strong and inspirational message, some practical, tangible workshops which will give the school leaders from our network the opportunity to reflect on their own situation and what they can be doing along with the rest of the movement to really transform lives of the pupils in their schools.
And what would that transformation look like for the pupils?
Well, this conference is looking to equip school leaders to do what is a really difficult job, actually, and that is because so many school leaders have a range of competing priorities, not least a really tight budget that they've got to be grappling with. And within that, they are seeking to offer an education which offers life in all its fullness. So in an increasingly globalised world, that means we've got to be equipping young people to be really successful in the workforce. With literacy, numeracy, academic standards are absolutely crucial. But I think we feel it's just as important that young people are equipped to be the kind of neighbour that we want to live next to. And that means being able to spot injustice and do something about it. I wonder, you know, how many schools in the next couple of weeks are preparing for Christmas, not only by putting on a nativity, but also by raising money for charity and getting involved in some really profound youth social action projects that are transforming their communities today.
So looking ahead to 2017, what's the foundation got planned?
We've got a range of stuff that we're already doing, working with school leaders on the Church of England Professional Qualification for Headship, Multi-Academy Trust chief executives on a programme for them, and also making sure we're giving the best support possible to diocesan leadership in education as well. And that's on top of hosting the conferences and bringing people together in the networks that I described. Next year, we're looking to take that to some new pilot regions. So we're already working in the southeast, southwest and in the north, and we're looking to extend beyond that, but also enhance what we can offer in terms of a digital resource for those who are in particularly isolated contexts.
And how can people find out more about the foundation and its work?
Well, you can go straight to the Church of England website, and under the Education tab, you can learn a lot more about the Foundation for Educational Leadership. But if you're like me on Twitter, you can follow us on @CofEdulead.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.